Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and welcome back. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, if you have not been up with us really early this morning, we start here at 6 o'clock. We got that early train, right? Tom, you're even earlier than that. You're always here.
You're like a fixture. I'm usually here at about 3:30.
Yeah. What the heck?
3:30 a.m., folks.
I know. Okay. Well, we've got a great show for you today, and a couple things. John, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for being here. And, of course, we always like to start our show with something uplifting and never give up on a dream. Just because of the time it will take to accomplish it, the time will pass away anyway. So, you know, that is really true. You live your life kind of very inspiring and inspirational, right?
I look for it now, and actually sometimes I don't even have to look for it. It hits me right in the face.
Isn't that true?
And I see, you know, things, people send me something or say something or I meet somebody and
yeah,
amazing.
And life just kind of, I do my best to be prepared. I do my best to kind of set my goals. But life happens, and I really realize that I don't have the control anymore. So
oh, you can
why?
Have an itinerary, and yeah. It just gets whoop.
Exactly. So anyways, we are the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'm here with Tom and John. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And, of course, that is the number to call because we'd love to give back here. We've got lots of stuff that we'd love to get out there for you. And to you. And so one, I want to start off with, of course, this weekend is, hold on, where's my papers here, is the big concert. And I'd love to share that with everyone, of course. And that is the Thomas Fire Benefit Concert. And so I hope that everybody's going to be going to that because that's a big deal and it's going to be really, really fun. The next thing that I have is American Heart Association, of course, Go Red for Women Luncheon, benefiting to help fight heart disease and strokes, and that's on February 16th at the Four Seasons. And I would love to share that with you, and you can go to goredvc.heart.org to get a seat there. and we'll be there. In fact, so that's going to be some really good stuff there. Also, February 11th, we've got author, and some of our local authors are going to be there. Marianne Radini Spencer, Lady in the Window. Linda Ballou, and her book is Wainani, A Voice from Old Hawaii. And then also James Francis Gray. These are all local authors, which is very
James
cool.
James Gray, yeah.
Yeah. Callie is your heart code name. And then Mike Kennedy. And let's see, Mike Kennedy is doing, I'm trying to look for everybody's books here. Do I have his? Anyways, we've actually got some, they gave us some books to give away. So if you want to call in right now, we'd love to share these with you. Also, Sheila Lowe. So we've got books to give away. We'd love to share that. And then you can head over there on February 10th and get them signed by everybody. And of course, that is February 10th, 2 to 3:30 over at the E.P. Foster Library. And that's right there on Main Street. So with that, what else do we got going on? Miss Diana Anthony just walked in, and this is always a pleasure to talk with her, especially with we're going to be talking a little bit about all of our population that had their houses burned, right? And what are they going to do now? And so anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about that. And of course, Diana Anthony is an amazing realtor, and she comes with us with so much experience. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. So we've got that. It's really like today's market. What else, John? Do we have anything else that I missed that we're talking about?
No, I think we're going to create a topic even. It'll happen. You watch. It'll just be like, boom.
There you go. It'll be right there. So anyways, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Outstanding giveaways, Kim. Let's start off with the Rubicon Theater's presentation of Buyer and Seller. Our friend Brian McDonald is pulling off the incredible one-man show. The dude's a talent. He can direct, he can create, he can write, but he's also a really excellent actor. Brian McDonald, Buyer and Seller, and you can see that show. Kim might give you tickets. Stay tuned. Thomas Fire Benefit, you know, it's sold out, but here's the tip. Go downtown, enjoy, because you know you can do what Grateful Dead heads used to do. They'd hang out outside
and hear the music.
Yeah.
I know.
So why
there you
not?
Go
grab a dinner. You know, do something, buy something, shop downtown. You'll support great local businesses, and you're going to hear the music. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Colby Calais, and we have the Kevin Costner Band.
So
Olivia
many.
Newton-John, folks.
There you go. I know, huh?
It's going to be great.
There you go.
And that's all downtown. So just go and have fun. Hometown Buffet. We do have certificates for that. And tell me more about Cerule.
Cerule. Okay. Yes. This is, in fact, let me find my notes here.
We repair, renew,
and help
damage to the body. But Cerule, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's a new project process. And it's actually one of my friends, Elaine, brought that to me. And also we had an interview with Australia. And it's amazing. So look it up. It's supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to help you with your life and with your body. It's just a whole different way of looking at things. So I'd love to share that with everyone. What else do we have on there?
We have the 21st annual Race for the Cure. You could go for a jog and have a good time on that. I do believe it's 5K. And we have author Marianne Radini Spencer. And you can see and read her great book, All of That Happening Here, Your Chance to Win with Kim Pagano.
There you go. And also really big shout out, because we are in February, it's kind of like love month, relationships. Sometimes people are a little disappointed with their relationships or where they are in the world. And one of my friends, Lorraine Crane, she's an amazing therapist, a transformational coach. And she is located in Westlake. Her phone number, 805-827-9905. She can clear and direct some of that communication and also lively your relationship up a little bit there. So anyways, I wanted to just do a little shout out for her. And of course, her whole thing is about finding blind spots, moving beyond our self-imposed limits. We don't, do we impose our own limits on ourselves?
Darn right.
Yeah. How about you, Diana? How are you?
I don't think she has limits. I don't think anybody imposes anything on her.
Yeah. I don't think I have any limits.
No. So welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's just start off with giving something away, and we've got some Rubicon Theater tickets. And again, buyer and seller, Brian McDonald's going to be doing this. It's like six people in one. He's pretty amazing, and we're going to be finding out a little bit about that when you get to go and see his show. And he works really hard. When he was in here, he was telling us about about it. He was a little nervous, but I'm sure he's going to just kill it. So again, I'd love to give out a pair of tickets for that. 805-419-0008. All right, Diana, it's all yours. Talk to us. How are you been?
I'm doing good. I've been talking to a lot of people who are, the fire victims. A lot of them are
worried. They're worried. They're stressed. They don't have enough insurance money. They don't, even if the people that had the most insurance, correct?
Well, the people that had the most insurance were probably brand new buyers, okay, because the lender would require that they had a certain amount of insurance. But the people that have been there, those homes have been, Adelanto, built in 65 to 70. Same thing with Clearpoint. Skyline's a little bit newer. But a lot of those people, paid cash for their home or 50% down. And because they put down so much money or they're paid off, very few of them have increased their insurance coverage.
Wow.
Okay. And what I want people to hear is that you have fire insurance, and when you have a mortgage, okay, that insurance is to insure the lender. It's not to insure the homeowner. And they need to be aware of that. And a lot of times that's not, they just assume that they're paying insurance for themselves, and that's not accurate.
So when you say that, you're saying that it protects their building, not their belongings?
Does not cover anything inside unless they have additional insurance. And here's the other thing, is that let's say that your house was built in 1970 or 1980, and you have an insurance policy for 1970 and 1980. It does not take into effect that, back then the wood would be, let's say $1 a square foot. Now it's $10 a square foot. But your insurance is based on dollar a square foot.
Well, what's interesting, and I know a friend of mine that lost their house. They were like, why am I paying so much? And they, because at least ours, it kind of keeps going up, right? I mean, so wouldn't they keep going higher?
They don't always. And that you need an insurance agent that's going to tell you. I mean, you got to figure on everything's going up.
Everything.
So if everything's going up and your insurance policy is only going up, maybe $50 more a year or $100 more a year, if something happens, you don't have replacement value.
Right.
Okay, your policy is for replacement value, but it's for the year that you bought that insurance.
Well, I think insurance is almost like you get a physical every year. You almost need an insurance checkup every year, all these things.
I call it that, especially we're at the beginning of the year right now. Of course, we've had a lot of tragedies in this world lately. I tell you, every
day.
Got
one going on right now.
Yeah, I know. I know. We've got our TV in here. The thing is that we have to have our responsible list. I call that responsible list. We did this actually a couple of years ago. Or even last year, we take care of all of our things. I was just looking at our credit card, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's gotten so out of control that I don't even know if half of these things are just, we have a newspaper we don't even get a newspaper, and we've got that on there. And so, it's kind of like going back over all of your stuff and seeing, what am I really needing? What do I need to,
It's like looking at your cable bill.
Correct.
Do I ever look at it? Do I even watch TV? And I'm paying, $157 or something a month because we need to have sports stations. We need to have those on.
I know.
You have to have a college ball. Okay. So with saying that, because I do property management, I have a trust account for each property. They don't go into one trust management account. I have one for each one so that I can share with my landlords exactly what went out and what came in. Okay. That way they have a copy of the statement. Okay. There's no games played. There's no money over here. Each one has a separate account. That gives him peace of mind. Okay. When I say that, I talk to my homeowners about getting an extra insurance because they have tenants in there. And anything could go wrong, and their homeowners insurance won't cover most of it. Okay, so they need to increase it, let their insurance company know that they have tenants in there so they can get additional insurance in case something goes wrong, because there's only so much security that's going to cover, especially if they have wood floors. You know, just anything can go wrong. I just, let me put it that way.
Yeah, I actually, my husband and I took a little drive up there, you know, and he's like, I don't want to go. And I go, I want to know just for me, so I can be able to really, in my brain, be able to communicate and understand it on the radio.
It's like a war zone.
It is like a war zone. It's like a war zone. And there's like three houses and then a normal neighborhood, and then three houses and then a normal neighborhood. And you see people's dryers and their cars still in the dry, you know, and you see people sifting through. It's just
really hard, because yeah. I know a lot of people
yeah,
up there,
so
and I've sold a lot of homes up there, and I go by them. Oh my God, I sold that one. Oh, that one. Oh my gosh, they sold that one. They went to this one, and they're both gone. You know, and
right.
And it's if you can think about your particular house, and you think about all the contents and all the time it took to get that, and then find out that your insurance doesn't cover any of it, your, you know, flat screen TVs, your jewelry, the dog beds, mm-hmm. shoes, whatever you want to think of, golf clubs. Okay. I mean, look at a friend of mine had a Bugatti and he got his wife, his other car. And that's it. He didn't get the motorcycles. He didn't get his other car. Now they gave her an older BMW, but I'm just saying everything they had, and they've only been there less than 2 months.
Wow!
So they didn't have a whole lot of furniture, but they had all their clothes.
Right.
And they had gotten all new dishes, you know, because they, you know, all these little stuff that just
that
not only took time and effort.
Yes.
Okay, took time and effort. Towels, cosmetics, you know, shaving, shavers, whatever. Okay, when you think about what these people lost, okay, and it's fear. Now they're living with fear for the rest of their life, because nobody's ever been to this degree, okay?
No.
And I'm going to go into Santa Barbara and Montecito for just a second. The insurance companies are partly to blame with what happened there, because they put in some 747s that came in and put all this retardant down. You notice Ventura didn't get that, okay? So 1,000 homes burned here. Montecito got their home saved by the fire, okay? Now they're calling it a flood, and most of these people didn't have flood insurance.
But I did hear that if it was caused from the fire, that it was still under fire insurance.
Let
Is
me,
that correct?
Let me make this clear for you. The insurance company is doing everything they can not to pay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Their
yeah.
job is not to pay. Okay. They're hoping nobody ever calls in their insurance. Okay.
Right.
They don't call you to up your insurance for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not about you. It's about making money. It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
so
true.
When they're calling it, and by the way, I'm saying this out loud so people can hear me, is that the Montecito flood is because of the fire.
Absolutely.
It's not a flood.
No.
It's a mudslide, and it's not an act of nature. It's because of the fires,
right.
Okay? And they're trying to get around that by saying these people didn't have flood insurance.
Right, exactly.
They only had fire insurance. And by the way, a lot of the people that got hurt were not homeowners. They were living, you know, renting a house. They lost everything. They've got less their way of making money, you know, their income. They've lost. There was one family that I read about. It was two landscaping brothers, and they all lived in the same house. So the parents lived there, the two brothers' wives, and their two children each. Parents are gone, wives are gone, and one each child.
Mm.
Everything,
devastating.
Everything they did, all their equipment is all gone.
In every possible way, yeah.
Yeah, everything's all gone. And they have no way to make income, but they have no way to do it because they don't have the equipment they had before, nor do they have any insurance because they're immigrants, okay?
Right.
So they don't have the means to replace, which there's a lot of people there that have the means to replace everything that they lost, and those people are the ones that probably didn't lose anything.
Well, I was always said once it got to Oprah, then it was going to be real. And you saw, you know, she's in her backyard, and there's boulders, and people don't realize how big those things were. They were blowing them up to get them out because
yeah.
they were so big. It's like a car barreling down the hill.
Yeah, they. What happened was when they put all that fire retardant on her, the water just went over it, and if there was a boulder in front of it, it started to go under the boulder, and it started to compromise the hillside.
Yep.
And that's what happened, okay?
Wow.
You had so much fire retardant to stop a fire that it became slick, and it just went right over it.
Yeah, that was a given that you need to get out. And I think, was it La Conchita? They did it. It had another
it
slide, and they had that one years ago. And
yeah,
it was
I remember that.
You knew
yeah.
it was coming.
Yeah.
It's
unfortunate.
But, you know, unfortunately, and by the way, they found so out fast.
On La Conchita, they found out that it was compromised. If you know La Conchita, you just got a hillside behind it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct.
And they were doing stuff up above on the hillside, and it compromised it. And it just sooner or later, you know, you're the force of nature, water, is probably the strongest things out there. And when you compromise a hillside, anytime you buy a hillside, if your inspector or your landscaper doesn't tell you that you need to put greens on the hill to keep it from the dirt from coming down, there's a reason they put ivy, there's a reason they put those ice plants there, so that they go deep into the ground and they can filter the water. You'll still get a little water down below and a little bit of dirt, but you're not going to get the entire hillside.
Well, I remember Camarillo. Remember a few years back, Camarillo Springs, and I went up there.
Oh yeah, Camp Springs.
The whole thing. And I'm driving by, and I look over, and here's a house, and you can see the window. There's just mud. It went in the entire house.
Right.
The hillside was right behind Camp
Springs.
Yeah,
it just went right down.
Yeah.
Let's take a really quick break. We're going to just kind of get into this. The fire, the insurance, the real estate, the lots, right? I mean, there's a lot of things going on up here. And we're talking about, you know, people's lives. That's really what mm-hmm. we're talking about. So, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, we're so glad that you are here, starting your day in a positive way. We need to talk about these things so that we can make sure that we make a difference and that we can, really help you to know what to do or to find some alternative.
Make changes.
Make changes, exactly. Yeah, again, I'd love to share some gift certificates, and we've got a Lure Fish House. Have you ever been to Lure Fish? Yum, yum. Camarillo Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. We've got a gift certificate for you. So call in right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
Happy days are here again when Rubicon Theater Company presents the hilarious one-man show Buyer and Seller, directed by Ovation Award winner Stephanie A. Coltrane and starring award-winning actor Brian McDonald. Called one of the best plays of the year by New York Times and winner of the Drama Desk Award for Best Play. This seriously funny slice of whimsy is an irresistible riff on the price of fame, the cost of things, and the oddest of odd jobs. When Buyer and Seller opens January 21st and runs through February 11th, call now and experience world-class award-winning artistry and small-town hospitality in Ventura's downtown cultural district. Visit them online at rubicontheater.org or call 667-2900. That's 667-2900.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
It goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, Diana's sitting here throwing. You always have these little, animal. We have to tell everybody because she is so passionate about animals.
Oh, that
and
monkey.
So, did you already turn that on again? There you go. Good. We're just we're trying to record this because we are going to be doing a YouTube channel. And so so then you can kind of see a little bit of what's going on in here, too. But as Diana Anthony here from Bolt Equity Incorporated and Big Rich Realty, we're talking about the fire damage. We're talking about insurance. We're talking about real estate. What is on the market right now because of all these? And, you know, to me, it was such a fluke that this all happened. Do you agree?
You mean the fire? Yeah, definitely the fire.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I was going to say is that with there's a number of lots on up on for sale right now. Okay, if you have a mortgage, you're going to be paid by the insurance companies quicker. Okay, that's just the way it is. The problem is that there's a lot of people that don't have a mortgage. So they're on the back burner. They're just sitting there. I mean, I met with a lady this morning and showed her another property, and she says, well, I can't do anything for like 2 weeks or so. I haven't even got the insurance company. She got $1.9 million home, and she's sitting there. She had paid it off when her husband died, so she wouldn't have to worry about it.
So sad.
Never increased her insurance because the insurance guys never told her she needed to. She did upgrades in the property. She told them about the upgrades, okay, but didn't realize that they didn't do anything because she didn't ask them to do anything. She said, this is what we've done. We did this, whatever. And an assumption, okay, no offense to women because I'm pretty strong and I know what to do, but I'm in this business.
Right.
Not everybody is. So no. When they tell somebody something, they assume that they've done something. And that's not always the case.
That's why you get those checkups. If you force yourself to do that, it holds everybody accountable.
Yeah. And totally. And with saying that, there are probably a total of 12 lots right now between Clearpoint and Ondolando and Skyline. There are some going to be coming up in Victoria Estates. But right now they can't do anything because they have to wait for the insurance company to acknowledge them because they can't do anything. If they do something now without the insurance company, insurance company says, you got your money. We don't need to do anything. So they're holding their hands like this waiting. And then you've got the, you know, there's a class action suit against Edison. There's, you know, there's water towers up there, and the generators were turned off because they were working on them. And that's part of the reason that most of those homes up in Ondolando are gone.
Yeah,
and by the way, some of them have electricity. You know, from the bottom, they have electricity to power them up. From the top, they will come down, but they have generators, they have electricity. And if the electricity goes out, which, by the way, all the electricity, you know, notice the poles, they're all gone. There's no electricity up there.
Yeah, so how are people living?
Well, the insurance companies are coming through with a per diem on a daily basis. I have a lady who's the one that was telling you about $1.9 million. She's getting $4,000 a month to live in an assisted living place. Okay, but it only goes for so long. You know what I mean? It's not going to be indefinite for them to hand out $4,000 a month. Now, not everybody's getting that. I have another client who didn't have a mortgage, and they're giving her $300 a month.
Wow.
Not even a room. You can't even rent a room for $300, okay? So she's making up the difference. She's got no clothes. I mean, you guys, you need to hear me on this. Socks, underwear, bras, you know.
So
that stuff is gone for these people.
Yeah. I mean, we just, you know, unless you're going through it, you don't know, right?
Or and a lot of times.
Unless you know somebody.
Unless you know somebody. Right. It's like, you know, if you're not in that community and you're not aware, mm-hmm. Okay, you don't really see it. It's like
out of mind in a sense. But
once it went on to Montecito, they didn't talk about Ventura anymore.
No,
you're talking about $10 million a pop as one of these drops. You know, it's not.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter
what gets them.
No, I get it. But, you know, I mean, knowing several families, several families that not even. You know, I know a lot of them that own the homes, okay, or that rented the homes, or that were in the apartments. And, you know, and they had renter's insurance, but what does that really cover?
Didn't really cover a whole lot. And let me tell you guys what some of you are forgetting is that there's animals involved, there's children involved, and the fear of the animals is just as great if they were alone and waiting for someone to come rescue them. Mm-hmm. Some of them didn't
PTSD.
All get rescued. Okay,
yeah, I know.
Kids are, you know, the hard for it happened at night. Okay.
Yeah, everything they know is gone.
Everything they know.
In their whole life.
In their whole life.
As opposed to. Yeah.
Including tricycles, bicycles, hoverboards, whatever you want to call their toys, their tablets, what do they call those things?
Yeah, their little
PlayStations,
yeah,
or whatever. That's all gone. These kids now, and those are expensive. I mean, the parents didn't buy them all in one day. This is stuff that has been going on for a while.
Absolutely.
In their lives. Now they have no home, okay? The fear, they had no school for at least 2 months. All their friends, a lot of them didn't get to take their phones, and now they got to replace their phone. You guys have no idea how minute it gets in replacing what they have.
Well, you know, let's just think for a second, is if you get your car broken into,
it's a violation.
It's a violation. Yeah. And that's just such a little tiny thing. You know, you kind of go, what was in my car?
It's a tiny portion. Well, I know it's in mine. But
I know. I'm misorganized over here. But what I'm saying is, so can you think of just on that level, going to a bigger level of what's in my home and walking through and trying to rethink?
It gets worse because every one of them is thinking, oh, my insurance is going to cover this. You know, it's okay. They're going to replace all this. You know, it's okay. And you find out they're going to do the exact same plot that you had. You can't deviate from the plot, okay? They're also, which is really horrid, and this is out to the Ventura County, I understand that they're charging them $10,000 for permits. Now, you know, it never cost that before.
No, that's a big deal. Okay? I just heard about that.
And also, all the people that have electricity, okay, are now picking up the slack. My electricity went up because they said that the tiers are going up, and tiers, T-I-E-R-S, okay? my tiers, too. But because they don't have this income coming in.
Yeah.
Okay? Ondolando, Clearpoint, Skyline, there's a new track by Williams Home that's right off Foothill, Victoria Village. All of those places have been hit hard. And the electrical, the gas, they're not getting the income they're used to coming into. Now they got a lawsuit. So guess who's going to pick it up?
All of us, yeah. You know? I get it. So here's a question, okay? If you're just starting over, or you were one of the lucky ones that wasn't hit, what would you change?
Check your insurance, guys. That'd be the first thing I would do.
You know, it's with everything. We just got one of our insurances, and I'm like, honey, check this. And he's like, I don't know. He just tells us, we just trust our insurance guys. Right. But
And here's the other thing. Most people don't insure their jewelry. Now, a lot of people don't have real jewelry.
Right.
But some do.
Right.
Okay? There's no record. I mean, I have a lady. She gave all of her jewelry to her daughter to put in her new house because she thought it would be safer there.
I heard about that.
I told you about that, right?
Yes.
And it's everything's gone. And she's from Italy. So she has heirloom stuff from her grandmother.
Right.
Her great grandmother, she's 87, so I don't know how the jewelry is, but let's just say it's 200 or 300 years old.
Right.
Okay. That's all gone. And I said, you gotta put this in perspective. Your daughter's okay. The house can be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. She can buy new clothes. It wasn't fully furnished because they were only there for a month and a half.
Right.
So she was still painting. They had just taken all the carpet out and put all brand new floors in.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so then the insurance company says, well, let me have the receipt. Okay. Now, what you guys don't realize is that most people don't put their receipts in a fire safe unit, right? Not only that, is that the Lowe's, Home Depot, anybody, they're not keeping those receipts for 5 or 6 years.
They're not.
No.
So here's another thing. You might want to videotape everything that you have, because that's probably the biggest thing that you're going to be able to have, right? So that you can go back over.
I have a better answer, okay?
Because
I'm just this way. I have everything on a flash drive, okay? So if anything were to happen, I have a emergency kit because I have 3 big dogs, okay? And they're my priority. But I also have all my clients' files.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got to keep them for 7 years. So if they were to burn up, anybody could sue me because I'd have no record. But I do have a record because I got them all on a flash drive. If the files burned up, I can account for it,
right?
Because they're all on a flash drive. But I have all my accounts on a flash drive. I have 4 of them. So I have one that has all of my accounts, my personal stuff, one that has business for each year. Okay. going back, I think, 10 years.
You're talking to the organized
yeah.
queen.
I was going
to
say, yeah. yeah. If you're her client, if you open sleep up her, at night, you'll be fine.
Yeah, if you oh, open she up could her call trunk.
Me, she could call me right now, and I can pull up her file on her house.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I could do that, right? I mean, I could pull it up right now on my computer. But I'm saying is that most people don't do this. So rather, if you're going to do a videotape, it would behoove you to take copies, make a photocopy of those receipts, and then put them on a flash drive. Because the insurance companies, you know, if you go to Target right now and you try to return something and you don't have a receipt,
yeah,
they're going to give you whatever it is now.
I know.
Mm-hmm. This
is, okay, it's no different with the insurance companies. Wow. Okay, and it would be easier to get out of the house. No, what I was going to say is that I have my laptop and I have a bag by the door.
Right.
Okay, with two travel things for that. An extra pair of boots, an extra pair of clothes for my husband and I and the kids. And I have dog food in their water, whatever.
Kids, meaning dogs.
Yeah, my
well,
dogs.
I was going to say the husband, you know, it's like, aren't you married? Oh, God, let's go back and get him. We've got some.
Yeah. So they're right by the door so that if I ever had to leave, now if it comes through the front door, I'm screwed. But, you know, I've got my laptop there and
but
I have
see,
a bag and I have all of my
is...
drives right in that bag. Yes. So I just pick up one thing. The other desktop, anything else I have, you know, whatever.
Right, yeah.
But I have my rings photographed. I
yeah.
have
so
all that
yeah.
stuff.
Now, I wonder how many people were prepared.
None.
Because yeah. nobody ever thinks it's going to be that bad. And I remember there was two things that stuck with me. One, they were doing interviews with people at the fairgrounds. Now, you had people in $1 million house
camping
one
out.
Day, and the next day they're at a shelter. They would never in their wildest dreams think, I'm going to end up, you know,
at the
trying
swap
to get
meet.
A bottle of water over there.
Yeah, they didn't right. think they're going to be at the swap meet.
And I remember people, this is the harshest lesson to learn actually what's important. Because yeah. think about it. When you have this thread, you're grabbing what's important and you go, and then you're like, oh my God, I lost it. But you just decided in your life, if you're ever confused about what's important, think about that. A disaster, you have 30 seconds to get out. What do you take?
Yep.
That's what's important.
That's what's important. Now, for me, I think ahead because I have to.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Everyone should have a little, like a bag, like you're talking
yeah.
about. Grab,
no, my bags
passport.
Are about this tall. They got, like, water in them, dog food
but
in them.
You know, that's an interesting topic right there is, you know, we all, I mean, you know, after I lost my mom, right, I realized that, you know, we don't talk about death. But
no.
we're all, no one's going to get out of here alive, right?
Yeah.
And so.
Did you read my thought for the day?
I don't know. Read it. What was it?
I don't have it
okay,
on me.
Yeah.
I might. No, I didn't
but
send it
anyways,
to myself.
But
it had something to do with death and that
oh.
we don't live our lives so that we can get into the coffin perfectly preserved.
Oh, yeah. You want to slide in sideways screaming, woo!
And then, and at the end, you want to fight it as much as you can and say, yahoo, you know?
Well,
so
yeah. So, you know, so looking at that, we need to really take each one of our days as a gift,
mm-hmm.
right? And know that I even heard something, and I don't know if you were on the show, where somebody said that you take your hands. Oh, it was Brian McDonald. He said that the person that he's playing says you take your hands, and basically it's about as tall as you are, right? And everything within this circle is the only thing that's, you know what I mean, that you need or that's important that you can think about, you know, the people that you have in that space. And, you know, your family, it's just,
well,
we don't.
Mother Nature doesn't see class. She just takes stuff out. It doesn't matter if it's a 1990 Isuzu or if it's a brand new Bentley. When it's time to go, she's taking it all. And she can't lose. She wins every time.
Yeah. And look at Puerto Rico. I mean, dude, they're pulling out of Puerto Rico now. FEMA's pulling out of Puerto Rico. And nothing's been done. I mean.
Ooh, I was just in Houston. And
nothing
the devastation
in Houston too.
Same
thing.
You know, it's just. People are forgotten.
And that was what I was going to say next, is that it's out of sight, out of mind, okay? And they do this with animals, too, you know? They drop an animal off, and they assume the animal's going to a dog or a cat, that they're going to be able to survive. Hey, these are domesticated. You've been pampering them for a long time, and you think they're just going to revert back to nature? It doesn't happen that
doesn't
way.
Happen.
Yeah, you see a French poodle. This dog is not going to just be,
you know.
Yeah, throw me in the woods. I'll
just,
be fine.
Yeah, and they that's out of their hands, so it's no longer their responsibility. But it's the wrong thing to do.
Right,
okay,
right.
It's like, you know, this lady with 12 kids. What the hell's wrong with her?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how did not nobody in that neighborhood notice?
Well, here's the thing: did they notice and did they not do anything? Did they walk by it with their blinders
on? The answer is yes, they saw it, and they didn't do anything.
Okay. And so that's really what we're talking about here is when you can do something to make a difference, or you see something or you sense something. I mean, you know, the three of us right here, the four of us, we are really, I'm in touch with, you know, what I can see or feel people going mm-hmm. through. But it's like, how do you make a difference? You know, it's almost like you look and you go, wait a minute, did I see something, you know?
Well, people deny what they can't believe. So yeah. they would sit there and go, these kids are being marched in the middle of the night. No, that couldn't be. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's why you always have, anytime there's a serial killer and they interview the neighbor, oh, he was the nicest guy. He used to bring cookies on the weekend. But, you know, then they start thinking back and it's like, oh, yeah, he did. You know, he's loading his car with gas cans all the time or whatever it may be.
Well, you know, you deny it. We've become desensitized because have you noticed? I mean, we have so many homeless people. And people just walk by. I mean, I carry in my car a bag of dog food and a $5 bill in each one, and I give it to people as I see them. And a lot of times I don't get to see them, but when I see them, sometimes I'll go around the block just to get on that side so I can give them, you know, $5 isn't much. But it's, and the dog food isn't much.
Everybody did a little bit of that, you know. We're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
I'm here.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. If you have something that you want to share here on our show, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have a business or an event, we'd love to have you. With that, I'd love to give out some gift certificates to Rubio, the original fish taco. And here's the thing. If you have something that you want to share with our listeners, you know, a business that you want to give away, a sponsor or something, we'd love to hear from you. So call us again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today.
It goes without saying, we women take care of our families, but often fall short of taking care of ourselves. Heart health may not be on the top of our to-do list, but advocating for yourself is the secret weapon to preventing heart disease and stroke. Power lies within knowledge to make real change, which can reduce the risk for heart disease and stroke by as much as 80%. Join us in supporting the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women's Luncheon on Friday, February 16th. To reserve your seat, visit us at goredvc.heart.org. That's goredvc.heart.org.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, you are listening. And we're here every Saturday. And of course, I've got Diana, Anthony here, John Blystone, and Tom Spence, and of course, myself.
Good morning.
I'm Kim. And we're talking about really the fire, the insurance, the real estate, and as far as the real estate, what are people supposed to do, or what are you suggesting to your clients?
Here's what they're asking me is that, you know, a lot of the people are older. The kids have moved out. The insurance is going to build the same house, okay, whatever the plans were before. Not with the upgrades, because a lot of them don't know about the upgrades, so they're going to build it as it was. So their questions are, you know, should we wait? What should we do? You know, and I'm like, well, the insurance company is only going to pay for so long for you to live somewhere else. It's mm-hmm. going to take, I've called 5 contractors this last week, okay? And they're booked for 2 or 3 months, okay? So it's going to take years to rebuild. We have 1,000 homes, you guys, that we lost in Ventura.
That's crazy.
That's not counting Ojai. That's not counting Santa Paula. Definitely not counting anything in Montecito or carpentry, anything up there. We're just talking about in the city of Ventura, okay? It's going to take years to rebuild. So the question is should I wait? Should I rebuild? What should I do? Well, rebuilding is a personal choice, okay? Because a lot of them are in their 80s. It's not really worth them rebuilding for themselves, okay? So it might be better for them to just cash out with whatever they have.
Let me stop you right there. So are they walking away from their property and they get their insurance?
Get their insurance from it, yeah.
And then they walk away and
they
then
get
the
their
bank?
Insurance and then they can sell the lot. So they get their insurance money and then they sell the lot. Okay. They
so
can do
that's
both.
On top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the other choice is that they can rent somewhere. So these people, you need to understand, they come from a pretty wealthy area. Yeah. They're not just going to rent a little condo here. They're going to be dropping $3,000, $2,500 a month. So if they're dropping $3,000 a month, you're looking at $30,000,
right?
You know, or right, $30,000 a year,
right?
So if they're worried about that, the best thing for them to do. It's always good to buy a house if it's going to enhance your lifestyle. So is it best to buy in a low market? Yeah, of course. But right now you've got issues that right now we need to take care of. So if they buy a house right now, whether it's with me or any other agent, it doesn't matter. What I'm trying to say is that they're dropping $30,000 a year in rent. So they're paying somebody else's mortgage anyways. Why not pay your own mortgage, get the write-offs, leave the property if you're older, leave it to your children, okay? As an inheritance, rather than just paying, you can't write off rent. I mean, you can write off a piece of it, but it financially doesn't make any sense. You look at it and write it down. Look at the numbers.
Right.
Okay. Financially, it makes more sense. Okay. Now the people that are renting their homes are going to hate me for this, but it's just reality. You're asking me a direct question. I'm telling you a direct answer. Is that if they're in a position to buy something. Okay, they don't have to buy a million house like they had. Maybe buy a $500,000 house.
Correct.
Okay, and then leave it to your family as an inheritance.
Right.
Or at some point, maybe they're going to be at a point where they can move into that if something should happen to you, or they sell it, whatever. But the point is that the insurance company is not going to pay for the rent for you for indefinitely. And once that pipeline comes out.
How long do they pay? Do you
less
have any
than
idea?
A year. Less than a year.
Oh,
now,
really?
I'm curious. I know there's always a thing about a second home,
mm-hmm.
and this seems weird, and maybe this is a dumb question. I don't know. But if your house burned and you go buy another one, is that put to the side, or is this, do you have to watch out for
no,
something?
No, well,
like
let me tell you how that could work, okay? Is that you can always have two homes. One has to be 50 miles apart.
Okay.
Okay. But you can have a principal residence. But if your principal residence burned down, you don't have a principal residence, okay? You can buy another property and use it as your principal residence, and then when your house gets rebuilt, transfer the principal residence to this one, rent this one out, sell
okay.
it, do whatever you want to do. But you can't have two principal residences, okay? You just can't. But you can't say you have a principal residence when there's no foundation.
There's no foundation.
You know?
Yeah.
There's
Unless
no house.
Have a tent,
okay?
Correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I can put my cabin crews up there.
Now,
something.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm not sure that you'll know the answer.
I bet
know
she
will.
I'm not taking that bet.
I was afraid to say
that,
right? But
I'll know
but
who
what
will.
About the you know the people living around those homes? Okay, well, there's two questions. One is health safety?
Okay, well, there's two answers to that. One, most of them don't have electricity because the telephone poles went down. So there's no
gas. Houses around them even that haven't been touched?
Right. You got to realize that those telephone poles burned down with the houses that burned down. So a lot of them can't even move back to their house mm-hmm. because they can't get water, they can't get electricity, they can't get gas.
1800s all over again.
I've got a friend who lives up on Cliffside, which is in Skyline Estates. Everybody to his left, everybody to his right, and everybody across the street's gone except for him. Okay, you go up farther, there's homes. But in his little area, he's in a cul-de-sac. I think it's 14 homes burned except for his. Now, they melted his windows and did stuff. But there's no telephone poles. He can't move back in. They're putting them up in Oxnard. They have as I said, the electric, Edison hasn't put the poles back up. Okay? So there's no water. There's no gas.
So he lives in there, but without all that?
No. They're paying for him to rent an apartment in Oxnard. Okay. Okay. So in answer to your question, is it safe? It's hard to tell because there's no... They can't even live there.
Okay, so my second question is, for the houses that, like the one house that was saved and all the rest are gone, my husband as a contractor said, I was like, oh, you know, it's so great that they got my cousin. She was the only house on the block. And they were like, no, that's not good. One, they're going to rebuild all these other houses at today's market looks.
Yes.
And then they're going to be the 1950 house that's still on there.
Yeah.
How is that as a real estate question? How do they
Well, there's two trains of thoughts, and the contractors are not going to like me on this, okay? But everybody will tell you that the houses were built better. Okay? They were used better material, they were stronger. However, when you put a new house next to an old one,
doesn't look the same, does it?
The aesthetics is that this one's a prettier home. Correct. Now, the problem what you're saying is not actually true because the insurance company is going to make them build the same house. They're not going to be able to alter any of the plans. So it may be a 2018 house, but it's got the dynamics of a 1965 house. If you had a step down, you know, if you think about the 70s, one of the big things besides shag was that you had a step down living room,
yes.
A sunken living room.
Yes. The Brady Bunch house, that's what I keep thinking. He'd walk in and boom, boom, boom.
And you had all these different levels. That's what they're going to rebuild. They're not going to allow the developer or the homeowner to deviate from that. Mm. They are insuring this house when it looked good, when it looked like this. And as I said earlier, you guys, the insurance.
Then they will build it to accordingly, right?
It's possible they have pictures. Most of the time they don't. But if they did not increase their insurance to accommodate for those upgrades, they're not going to do it.
But I don't even see if you have X amount of dollars, then you can do X amount of building, correct? As opposed
in
to
theory,
building it in the 70s.
No, in theory. But if you read your contract, you read your insurance policy.
It says it will build it to it, whatever
specifications.
It wow. Okay, so we all
and so,
need to
now here's
it.
What you need to hear is that they're going to go to the city, they're going to look at the plans, they're going to look at the permits. And, oh, all these people want to save money on permits. Guess what? Whatever you permitted that you should have permitted, there's no record of it. So they don't have to do it. They don't. If you built on a sunroom and it cost you $1,000 and you want your house rebuilt to what it was, or let's say you had a different addition, or you had you built a guest house, or you turned you made your two-car garage into a four-car garage, and you thought you'd just skip the permits and have a friend do it. Guess what? There's no record of that. Okay. And even if there is a record, it isn't recorded, so the insurance company doesn't have to go off it. So when you say, you know, yeah, I have this brand new home. Yes, you have a brand new home, and you probably have new appliances and a new commode, and you have a new, but it looks just like this one, except it was built in 2018.
So guess what we're going to be doing going home? Ching, right? Take pictures
I mean,
of everything.
You've never seen nitpicking until you see someone file an insurance claim, and you get an adjuster. You want to see nitpick? I mean, literally.
So in my world, because I've been divorced twice, I've gotten rather anal. So I kind of take pictures of everything I have.
But you need
this,
to.
Yeah, this was my husband. I want a replacement, but I want him to be able to cook.
Yeah. So been replaced. But that's, you know, a lot of people, when they go through life changes, and being divorced is a life change.
So, Diana, you know? If somebody out there that's listening and needs your help, what are you doing for your clients, and how can you help our listeners?
Beside cooking for them?
Yes.
I cook for them, too. I made lasagna for most of my clients are, you know, displaced. Okay. So they don't have the luxury to just go cook. So I made a vanilla cake with coconut cream cheese frosting. I made two of them, and I kind of set them, took them to older people. I made some lasagna. So I do a little things a little different, because once they close escrow, they don't get rid of me. I still stay around. But I'm also... Once a year, have you done this? I have clients come over and bring me all their bills and let me show them how to budget. And it doesn't stop. I mean, they should be going to somebody else, but I'm cheaper. So I just help them because I want to help them get along. If it's with my clients, I've explained to them what they need to take their insurance company. I've reprinted it all for free because they don't have anything. Most of them don't have the one that just closed escrow. Okay. Less than 2 months ago, she has nothing. So I had everything on a CD here. Hand them the CD. Here's the printouts. Right. Okay, I have everything ready for them.
So give out your phone number again.
805-340-6135.
Okay, perfect. And your website?
DianaJAnthony.net.
All right, great. Well, as always...
Does she always have amazing stuff to say?
I just sit here. It's one of the few people that can make me stay quiet for a while.
That's very few.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, to all my listeners out there, I hope that I see you talking about the Thomas Fire Benefit Festival. 10% of the proceeds will go to all of our people out there, which I'm really excited to be a part of that. If there's a way that we can help you, or you know somebody that we want to bring on our show that we can help really get the word out there, let us do that for you. You can always call me at 805-419-0008. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. What do you do? What you do has far greater impact than what you say. So with that, go do something nice for somebody and of course yourself. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.